In a world that includes HGTV, Instagram, Pinterest, all these other things, we need to remember, what is real hospitality? Hospitality does not require a perfect home. Even if her kitchen needed cleaning and she was busy preparing food, my Grandma Hilda ministered to others, and it was amazing. All the different ladies that came and sat in what some would call a messy kitchen, they were sharing about their lives that were a mess. And the Lord used my Grandma Hilda to help them clean up on the inside and heal. That's what hospitality is about, to share God's love, to be focused on others and not yourself and how you're coming off. It's a good reminder for us in this very perfectionistic time in history. So yes, it's good to keep things in order, but perfectionism is not the answer. Perfect houses are not the ultimate goal. Perfect love filling our homes must take priority. Amen? Hebrews 13:2 says, "Do not neglect to extend hospitality to strangers, especially among the family of believers, being friendly, cordial, and gracious, sharing the comforts of your home, and doing your part generously. For by this, some have entertained angels without knowing it." That was Hebrews 13:2. Now, one more thing. Sometimes we're afraid about what people might say later about our houses. Or it's not about our house cleaning. It's not about the brands we buy. It's about Jesus and sharing Him and loving others. So if someone has a problem with your hospitality because your house wasn't perfect, then that just unveils the fact that that guest has an underlying issue that needs prayer. And people who have others talk to them and gossip, they think less of those of their opinion because they're so consumed with other people's stuff. So don't worry about it. Just have people over and let it be. Love them, and remember just how much God loves it when we share His love with others through hospitality. Prayer tip of the week. Ask the Lord to share with you, put someone on your heart to share your hospitality with them. And it'll be amazing to see what God will do. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you so much that you love us. Thank you that you want us to keep things simple, keep things in order, but keep things simple and loving. Thank you, Lord, that it's up to you. Just help us to share your love with many people, and whenever we can, wherever we can. And Lord, we pray for all prayer requests, for your best, for each one. Pray for all those who submitted prayer requests to Praying Pals. Pray for our churches, our pastors, veterans, our country, all those in grief, all those sick. We just ask for your intervention, Lord, for your protection and deliverance from evil, and for your favor in your name, Jesus. And we welcome you, Jesus. We welcome you to take control of our lives. We rely on you and you alone for salvation, and we confess you as Lord. We believe you died on the cross and rose again for our sins, and that you are coming again, and that you conquered sin and death for us. And we receive you, Jesus. We give you everything, everything. Open our hearts completely to you. Please rule and reign. We repent of sin and turn to you. Thank you, Lord. We love you. We worship you. In Jesus' name, amen.